Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you this morning for what you've done already, what you're about to do. Have your way on Bible Storyland. We surrender all to you this morning. You are the Almighty. You are our Creator. You are our Lord and our Shepherd. We don't know the way. We know that you are a way maker. You can make a way in the desert. You can give us, oh God, the way is Jesus Christ. The way is Jesus Christ, our way maker. Oh, we thank you that even though we walk in the valley of the shadow of death, we won't fear any evil because you, oh Lord, you are with us in the name of Jesus. You are helping us. Oh, God, in every aspect of our lives. Oh, God, you are a mighty God. You are a holy God, a righteous God, a faithful friend. We thank you this morning for your word. Your word is truth, oh, God. We need more of you. We need more of you. All unrighteousness cleanse us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, your word says in Psalms 150.
God, move everything.
Lord, praise God in his sanctuary.
In the name of
praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him for his excellence. Praise him the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the temporal and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We honor you this morning. You are the King of glory. Come in. Come in, oh God. Oh, Father, we just thank you this morning that we can say, Abba, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and holy, magnificent, powerful name. You are the mighty I Am. You're everything that we need. You are Jehovah Jireh, that provider when we need. Whatever we need, oh God, you are with us. You promise you won't ever leave us, and you don't ever leave us. You don't ever forsake us, oh God. So we are grateful that you are faithful in all your ways, oh God. We don't know the way, but we know you are a way maker. Oh, Lord, when it looks like, oh, God, when it looks like there's no way, oh, yeah, you show us the way. Not only do you show us the way, you lead the way that we need to go. Come, my child, come. Come this way. Come this way. Don't go the way of the enemy. Come this way. I'm leading you. Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Don't go that way. Go this way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. I need you to come the way I'm leading you. Be sensitive to my spirit, children of God. So I thank you, Lord, for leading us in a plain path. Oh, yeah, because our enemies are right there trying, oh, God, to lead us the wrong way. But because of you, Almighty God, you never lost one. If one stray away, you will leave the 99 and go get that one and bring them back. And we thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. You're Almighty God. Nobody can match your matchless grace. You are merciful. Mm-hmm. You give us brand new mercies every day. You don't leave us. You don't forsake us. You're always available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You don't slumber. You don't sleep. You're available for us. Lord, when we can't get the pastor, when we can't get the apostle, when we can't get the prophet, we can't get the evangelist, the teachers, oh, God, we can call on your name. We can say, Abba, right now we need you, Lord. in the midnight hour. We need you, Lord. We're calling on your name today like never before. Oh, Lord, we need you in this hour like never before. Oh, God, we need you. We're calling on you, Father. Yeah, sometimes the enemy right there at the heels of our feet. But, Lord, you pick up our steps, and we're running a race. And, Lord, sometimes we slow down, but then you pick up the pace. Yeah. Carry us when we can't carry ourselves. And we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you've done, what you're about to do. You're an amazing God and faithful and just. Oh, God, we repent before you because we don't know our errors. Oh, God, forgive us every error. Forgive us for every presumptuous sin. Forgive us, Lord God, when we sin against you, the Most High God, when we are like Jonah and we say yes and we do the opposite, we go the other way. When we say yes, we'll obey you and we disobey you, oh God. Forgive our stubborn, disrespectful, dishonest ways, oh God. Cleanse us of every unrighteous way. Make us holy like you. Help us
to follow
your great commandment, to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, to love other people like we love ourselves.
Yes,
we need you in this
Lord.
Hour more than ever before. We cannot make it without you, Lord God. We didn't try it before to cut ourselves off from you, Lord. But, Lord, we were headed towards distraction. But because of you, oh, God, you brought us back.
Thank you, Lord.
So we thank you this morning for what you've done, what you're about to do. Oh, my God, if it had not been for you on our side, we would be lost and headed towards destruction. But because of you, Almighty, oh, God, you are the Almighty God, the Almighty Father, and we can trust in you. Help us not to lean to the way we were taught.
Lord,
help us not to lean to that mindset that we have. Oh, God, destroy everyone's thoughts that's not like you. Every thought that we have that's not according to your plan. Forgive us, creating us a clean heart. Oh, God, renew a right spirit within us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We need you today, more than we've ever needed you. It's so much going on in the world, worldwide pandemics, worldwide chaos, but we are dependent on you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to bring us through every situation that is before us, oh God. And we say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. And we appreciate you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You are the great and mighty I am. We honor your presence this morning. What a mighty God you are. You're awesome and powerful, Most High God, holy in all your ways. Make us holy like you, oh God. Give us a deeper desire to come closer to you. We can't come unless you call us. Call us out the mud life. Call us into the cleansed hearts, the cleansed life. And we say hallelujah. Well, good morning. Today is Senior Citizens Day on Bible Story Land. We are so grateful you joined us. And we've made connections with the Father. Yes. The one who created us, the great and mighty I am. Yeah, he allow us to get close to him. You know the song, just a closer walk with thee, granted Jesus is our plea. Well, we are thanking him for allowing us to get close. You know how Moses, saw the burning bush and he got close to it. The Lord said, wait a minute now, take your shoes off. This is holy ground. Holy ground.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing, what you've already done. Have your way.
Yes.
in us this morning. Have your way on Bible Story Land. Have your way this morning, Father. So we thank God for each of you coming on with us. It's Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring the seniors this morning. We are thanking God, the God of glory. Woo, the God of all hope. Yeah, when your hope gets low, you go like, yes, Lord, I need refilling up. I poured out, but now I need filling up at the holy service station, the holy mighty I am. He can fill us up so that our cups don't run low, but they run over with his goodness and his mercy every day, running over, full and running over. That's how our God is. So I thank God for you all this morning. We have a mighty woman of God on with us this morning. She's going to be playing more than one song. Right now she's going to play one song, Glory Dean Charlotte from New Orleans, Louisiana. We are always grateful for her to be on with us. She's preparing herself to sing a song of praise this morning. Mighty gifted woman of God. We thank God for her. So as she prepares, I want to tell you, we are honoring the seniors this morning, the hoary-headed people, one who God has put an abundant life in, the one who God has allowed to live long. Give us more wisdom, oh God. We decree and declare every senior citizen on this line is saved or will be saved, will be set free, filled with the Holy Spirit. We decree and declare senior citizens on this line are made whole. We decree and declare every senior citizen on this line is healthy and healed. We decree and declare every senior citizen on this line is protected from the coronavirus, from diseases known and unknown, that we all serve the Most High God. He is the one true and living and faithful Father that we can depend on. So we are waiting for Glory Dean Charlotte. Good morning, Glory Dean. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Amen. What are you going to play and sing this morning?
Where could I go?
Amen.
Lord.
Where could I go? Her name is Rosetta Dismuke Milliken, is going to be funeralized in a grave-sized service today, and I'm doing that service this morning, so I won't be able to stay with you the full time, but please remember the Milliken family. That's M-I-L-L-I-K-E-N, the Milliken family, please, in your prayers. She's a former First Lady of the Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church here in Paducah. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee whole, I need thee every heart, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, day thou divine. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee whole, I need thee every home, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I need thee all, now, my Savior, I come, I come, I come to thee. Amen.
Amen, amen. I thank the Lord for you. Oh, my God, we do need him. Every hour, every second, every minute, we need him more, more, more every day. The world is getting darker, but the light is what we need. So we got to keep our eyes focused on the light of God, and he'll lead us in a plain path. We thank God for you, Pastor Donna. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Pastor Donna Hawkins as she funeralized.
Yes.
Oh, God. A mighty woman of God. So, Father, you know what she has to do today. Give her the strength to funeralize the Milliken family in the name of Jesus. The Milliken's woman, oh, God, of God. Oh, God, that she ministered with years ago. Now, Lord God, she's gone on to glory. We ask condolences for the family, Lord. Nobody can comfort and strengthen like you. So, as Pastor Donna, oh, God, goes for today, we thank you, Lord God, that she will be very sensitive and led by your spirit. She'll be opening her mouth, and you'll be speaking it through her. What a faithful father you are. So bless that entire family in the service today. Oh, Lord, we thank you for leading in the service. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Pastor Donna.
Thank you, Minister G. I love you.
Love you, too. Talk to you soon. Well, we're thanking God for Jackie Travis, her cousin, who live in Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. She said the Milliken family. Okay, my cousin said somebody in the Milliken family. Look, she said.
Yes.
Okay. I'll call her later. I'm okay. Everybody okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thanking the Lord for you and everybody on this morning. We're thanking the Lord. What are you going to sing this morning?
If it had not been for the Lord that was on my side.
All right.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He turned the sunshine to a cloudy day. He rocked me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I had been battered and scorned. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? And if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? Amen.
Amen, amen. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, oh, my God, we would be lost, completely lost without him. And certainly we need our Lord every day. Where could we go without our Father? So I thank God this morning for the songs of praise that have gone forth. We have Glory Dean Charlotte on with us this morning from New Orleans, and she sang a song a few minutes ago, but I want to ask her to pray a prayer, a short prayer for senior citizens this morning. Senior citizens all over the world.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father God, we just love you. We give you all the glory, all the praise that there is to give to you, Father. God, we ask you to bless all senior citizens all over the world today, God. Ask you to bless us right now, God. Ask you to just put the blood, God. We put the blood of Jesus upon each one of us individually, God. We are praying, God, for healing, God, that we get to heal our bodies, God, from the top of our heads to the very soles of our feet, all in and outside of our bodies right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And we ask, Father God, that you take care of us. Just keep us in, wrapped up in your arms, God. Keep us wrapped up. Father God, minister to us, mighty Father. Minister to us. You know we need you, Father. We need you. We all need you, Father. We need you right now, Son, because you're going on in our bodies, God. We need you, Father God, to begin to heal. Touch every part of our bodies right now. Touch inside and outside of our bodies right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that you renew our strength. Renew our strength as we're convinced of evil, God, and renew our youth as an eagle. We thank you, Father, as we, even at an old age, God, let us continue, Father, to hold on to the fruit of the Spirit, Father, because, God, we need the fruit of the Spirit. We need that love, God. We need that perfect love, God, that casts out fear, God, because, God, you did not give us the spirit of fear. You gave us power. You gave us love, and you gave us a sound mind. And, God, we're going to hold on to that mind, that sound mind, because Satan cannot touch you, God. You gave us a sound mind, and we thank you for it, God, as you got to bless all of us, and so senior citizens all over the world today, God, is to preserve us from all evil, that you preserve our souls, that you preserve our going out and our coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah.
Prayers of the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We thank God for that powerful prayer. Well, it's time for the Word of God. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing to the dividing of the soul and the spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Well, I thank God for the Word, God's Word. He honors His Word above His name. Our speaker today is a very knowledgeable woman of God's Word. She knows the Word of God. She is close with the Father. She's a mighty woman of God. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. God uses her in the gift of prophecy and discernment. She is a founder of Adorn Ministries in Jacksonville, Florida. She reaches many women with the Word of God to bring them closer to a closer walk with God. Her name is Minister Annette Daniel. Good morning, Minister Annette Daniel. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister G. What a pleasure it is to hear your voice and to be able to worship with you and others that are listening, that are on this line. We just thank God for you and what you are doing in the building of the kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let God have His way today. Hallelujah.
Everybody is on the same page. Let me tell you that right off. And
Amen.
You shall see it as I bring these words and this morning to our senior citizens and those that are just listening in. I praise the Lord today that I can come in the spirit of joy. Despite the evil we have seen across the country, and we've experienced the virus. I never learned how to pronounce it because I have no part in what the devil is doing. However, I submit to you that there's much wisdom to be learned in this, and there's much wisdom that we as women and just the body of Christ and those that We have declared and decreed this morning that they shall come to the Lord and they shall be saved in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But I want to just say right off this morning to all of you, to all of us, this is just as much for me as it is for anybody else, that there is nothing too big for God to do. God is bigger than any virus. He's bigger than anything that we can face today. We are in a place, and we, when we come out of these places that we have been thrusted in, I pledge to you that we are going to be better. Jeremiah says, Jeremiah 23 and verses 23 through 24. I want to read that. Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God for all? Well, I want to answer that question. God is near, he's omnipresent. Whether we can see him, whether we can feel him, I want you to know this morning that God is a God at hand. Can anyone hide himself in the secret place? No. You can go in the secret place with him. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God. That's where our peace and that's where our joy, that's where our protection will come from. So I shall not see him, said the Lord. God is asking a question. Can we see him? Because he sees us. His eyes run to and fro throughout the earth today. He fills heaven and he fills the earth, says the Lord. That is his presence. That is his glory that he's talking to us about this morning. And I'm so glad that we stand, everyone that's in this listening this morning, and that are called by his name. It is not by accident that I'm speaking and that you are listening to the voice of God. For as you listen, he will direct our steps. I want to kind of, if you're taking notes, I want to kind of teach us this morning and led. I'm being led by the Holy Spirit, and so are you. For every song that has been sung will become a part, a tie-in with what I am about to give us on encouragement, which is found in chapter 41 of Isaiah. This morning, I want to ask this question. Who is your neighbor? Well, the word of the Lord says one of the greatest commandments, one of, is you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, we know that it's impossible for us to love our neighbor, our neighbors, if we don't love God. For God is love. And this day, I feel the love of God wrapping his arms around each one of us this morning. There's no one, no one on the seven continents of this earth this morning that doesn't need the love and the protection of God. For what we are facing and have faced over the last 90 days, I am amazed at how this virus has touched every continent on the earth. We have been in a time of famine, but yet God says, is there anything too hard for me? No, comes the answer that she'd be rescinding around the earth this morning. There is nothing to God too hard for our God to do. The word of God says also, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm going to be with you to the end of the age. we would all agree that the end has not come yet, because we are speaking and our feet is still on American soil. Thank you, God. We have always said we are the country of the free. We are the country of the brave. But this morning, I want us to add another phrase to that and make that your testimony. We cannot speak this morning to government. We cannot. We can speak silently to them on our knees, and that's where the battle is fought, and that's where the battle shall forever be won. It's on our knees through prayer and supplication. We are to pray for each other, and I gave you the commandment, love your neighbor. In Isaiah 41, and this is where I'll start this session, everyone helped his neighbor. Isaiah 41 and 6, I'm reading, New King James. Everyone helped his neighbor. I ask you, do you know your neighbor? And said to his brother, excuse me, be of good courage. Be of good courage. So the craftsman encouraged the goldsmith, the one who smoothed with the hammer. He was inspiring the other. Here is a type of a picture of unity. But you got to love before you can ever experience love. For love, the agape love, which is that divine love of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, which surpasses any other love that you and I may know. But that is what the Lord is desiring for us to walk in, whether we are senior citizens, whether we are young adults. And the word over in Deuteronomy chapter 6 speaks to us as parents. We even have a duty to teach our children how to love each other first. And we know with the children, if we don't teach them love, then who's going to teach them? There's another system called the world system. But we don't want to even go there this morning, speaking of the children, other than to say, we don't want them there, and they shall not be there, because we're going to teach them that how to love God. And if they love God, their ways will please the Lord. We almost remember this morning that in the chapter 41 that we are looking at, if you have your Bible, God calls us, he says we are his servants. We have been chosen. He called Abraham my friend. Oh, how wonderful that is. And he goes on to say, I've called you from the father's regions and said to you, you are my servant. Servant. Here I very plainly see that God knows each one of us by our name. He says, you, Sister G, are my servant. But you can bring many others to him, and then we all become servants of the Lord, the Most High God. And not only do we become servants, we become unified this day. And he goes on to say this, and I can hardly wait to get to this passage and this, because four times he says this right out of his mouth. He says, I want you to fear not today. And I'm saying, but be encouraged, for I'm with you. God does not want us dismayed, for he's our God. And the promise is this morning, I will strengthen you. Do you need strength? Sure we do. He says, I'm going to help you. Yes, I will help you. what a mighty God we serve. And he says, I'm going to uphold you with my right hand, righteous right hand. He says, the right hand, the right way, I'm going to do that. I don't know if we as a people this morning are ready to fall the other hand of the Lord. We think we have seen some of it in the past week. Well, I don't know what is to come, but I do know that the judgment of God has already started, and it started with the church, and that's where he always starts, because we are his bride. And I hasten to say this morning that perhaps we are part of just that very small remnant that's trying to and attempting to walk in the narrow, on that narrow path, because there are very few that will find it. But he still says, fear not, because he's holding our hand. And we're not going to be made ashamed, and we're not going to be disgraced, for God says, I will help you be encouraged this morning. You may look for those that find have caused you trouble and those who have been against you. But God says to you this morning, be encouraged, for they shall be as nothing. I'll take care of that for you. Then he says again, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, verse 13, saying to you again, fear not, I will help you. I don't know what you see in that this morning, but I just see that God, I'm going to have a lot of help today. Even in the little things, I will be helped, because God has spoken his word, and it will not return to him void. We may have to wait, but I encourage you to wait in his peace, for he is near you. And don't be afraid to humble yourself, regardless to how much we know today. The more we know within ourselves, the less we know about the Lord. The less we know about his help, that is called pride. But if we will humble ourselves this morning and put on our listening ears, and perhaps turn our TVs off just for a little while, and let the sounds from heaven come and possess your soul and your spirit. For God said to us this morning, be encouraged and fear not, for I got you by my right hand. I thank God for that this morning. For if he holds me by the right hand, and incidentally I happen to be right-handed, so he makes a good partner for me. I don't know about you. But when he turns my hand over, he sees this is Annette Daniel hands that I'm holding. For my name is printed on the palm of his hand, and yours is too. Because I just read to you a few minutes ago where he says, I've chosen you. You are one of my servants. Oh, how wonderful it is this morning. What an encouraging word. What encouragement it should be to you to know that Almighty God is holding your hand and to know that you have been chosen. I'm telling you that you say, well, how did this happen? Even when you was in the mother's womb, God knew that you would be listening. He knew that I would be sitting where I'm sitting even now. For he says, I will hold you up. He just says again in 14, verse 14, I want you to fear not, you men of Israel. Today we are spiritual Israel, the church. We are Zion, and we need his help. And he says again, I'll help you, saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One, Israel. He says, behold, I will make unto you a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth. And you shall thresh the mountains and beat them small and make it look like a hill. I'm going to dwell here a few seconds. He says, I'm going to give you some, I'm going to sharpen your teeth this morning where you can tear into the devil. Your teeth are in your mouth. And God has placed his word in our mouths this morning. And it's a burning fire. And I feel it this morning as I speak to you. His word is a consuming fire. And if we would just use our mouths and speak to the name of speak in the name of Jesus for the mountain he speaks of this morning, he's saying you should thrush, you can grind that mountain. That means that problems that you may have. I heard the sister that sang that beautiful song said that about the Milliken family. We are touching and agreeing for that family, that precious lady, first lady, that I'm sure that has planted and have birthed many spiritual children this morning. But she's rejoicing around the throne of the Most High God. And perhaps she was greeted at the entrance because I'm sure her crown of righteousness was waiting for her. And it was because what I'm reading here, we can have that peace and we can have that confidence in him, not within ourselves. Oh, we do so little for God when you really stop and think about it. And yet he loves us, and this morning the Holy Spirit is comforting you and I. He's our comforter. He's teaching us how to go to the mountain of God, run to his mountain. But there's always going to be a counterfeit to fool us. And so many times we dwell around the mountain when God says, just go around it seven times and watch it crumble and fall right in your very, very track. And yet it will not come nigh you. What a mighty God. What an encouraging word he spoke to us even before we was born. Be of good cheer this morning, my brothers and sisters. He goes down again to verses, I may have this out of order, but you read it for yourself. In verse 17, he says again, the poor and the needy seek water. There's none. Their tongues fail for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the Lord, thy God of Israel, will not forsake them. What he's saying this morning, I'll help you. I encourage you. Because the enemy is going to be carried away by the winds, the whirlwinds of destruction. And we shall be drawn together by the small voice and the wind and the fire of the Holy Spirit. The poor and the needy, are you needy today? I encourage you just to look to him. And you will see that right hand holding your hand. You will know that he is with you. And not only does he give us natural water, he gives and has given us the water of the Holy Spirit. The water is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. He gives us that water, that living water every day. I sense his presence even as I speak. Oh, hallelujah. We can't let our tongues dry up with the living water because if that dry up, we dry up. That is the living water of the Holy Spirit. And incidentally, we all need it during these fine times. Oh, we're such a needy people, but yet sometimes we don't take time to reach out and make that divine connection with Him. I pray this morning that we will change that. We might watch so much TV sometimes, we get caught up in that, and that's not good. Because God is not going to forsake us. He's going to help us. You know, He's so vast and He loves us so much. And He wants His joy to be our strength. I keep sensing it, feeling that. I don't care where you are. I know we have sickness. I know. If it's just three out of three people, there will be somebody sick. Or maybe two out of three. I don't know. But I do know and have the Word of God in front of me that says He's going to give us some new teeth. He's going to give us some iron. He's going to put the iron of the Spirit in our blood. God is even as I speak, He's dealing with somebody's system, your system. Your system is weak this morning, and you're very fearful. No, you don't have the virus. That's the Holy Spirit crying out. He's thirsty. So I encourage you, the one I'm speaking to, I don't know who you are, don't know, but I know the Holy Ghost is speaking. You're dry. You're dry. And your body is crying out, even in the physical and in the spirit. It needs water. Water is our life. Two-thirds of our body is composed of water, they say. But I know at times we seem to forget, and we forget to read these words that say, I'm going to help you. I'm going to cause that water to spring up in your belly, which is the Holy Spirit. You may be facing that mountain, but God is going to have you to know that He's with you. In verse 20, and I'm going to bring this to a close very shortly, he says this, they that may see and know and consider and understand together, we are together this morning by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, Holy One of Israel, have created it. And he just wants us to present our case to him. Bring forth your strong reasoning. He wants us to talk to him this morning. He wants to work things out for our lives and the lives of other ones. I feel of the Holy Spirit to read this. He said, I'm going right into chapter 42. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect one, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring justice to the Gentiles. That word represents the world. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will do it. Did you hear me this morning? This is the word of the Lord. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged until he has established justice in the earth. Praise the Lord. He comes down again to verse 6. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, and I will hold your hand. I will keep and give you as a covenant to the people and as a light to the Gentiles, that's the sinners. Oh, my God, how the world need to see the light today. I mean the true light. for there are many lights that are out there, just as there are many voices. But we want to carry the light, which is Jesus Christ. He's the light of the world this morning. And he keeps saying to some of you out there, I've called you, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will hold your hand. Because I need you, in verse 7, to open blind eyes and to bring out prisoners from the prison. The devil has taken many of our family members and our young men to the physical prison, into the physical prison system. And he has also taken many into bondage, religious bondage, spiritual bondage. And you think there is no way out this morning. But God will bring them out. God says, I'm doing a new thing, and I want a new song out of you this morning. Because in verse 13, he says, I'll prevail, he shall prevail against the enemy, and that's the enemies of our souls. So I say to you this morning, be not dismayed, for the Lord is with you. He has redeemed us, and he's called you by your name, and you are his this morning. He says, I called you by your name. And when you pass through the waters today or whenever, the promise is, I will be with you. And through the road and through the rivers, they won't overflow you. And you, when you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned. You're not going to even know it. For the Lord our God is with you. Fear not. He's going to even promise to bring your descendants, your children from the east and gather them from the west and say to the north, give them up. And to the south, get back. Oh my, what a mighty God we serve. Because he is the Lord. And beside him, there is no other God. There is no other Savior but Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So we're going to forget the things that have happened in the past week to us, and many of you probably have been affected by much of what we've seen, what we've heard in the last 90 days. But God's got you. You still his servant. And he's going to pour water on those of you out there this morning that are thirsty. And he's going to give you the strength that after he finished pouring, that you will be able to lift your eyes unto the hill from whence cometh your help. And you will draw from the well of a living water. For he is the King. He's the first and he's the last. And I repeat, beside him there is no other God. Do not fear, nor do you be afraid. God's going to help us. He is the solid rock this morning. And we're going to look to him. I want to pray. I want to pray. And as I pray, I feel the Holy Spirit just moving. Handorobo she telalaba kaye. De sorobo she he candelilla mando soromo kiliabashi. Oh, Father, we lift these hands and we reach out to you. We connect to you right now. We connect in the spirit, Father. Pandriyashiti. Oh, strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen the hands and the minds of your people. Lord, I ask this morning that you would cause your people to cry out for a transformation in the mind. We want your mind, the mind of Christ, this morning. But Lord, if we have your mind, we will not stray from the path of righteousness. But we will go into those mountains, God. We will go to the mountain of the Lord. We will look to the hill from whence cometh our help, in Jesus' name. Father, I speak strength into every weeping grandparent this morning. And by the authority, I say in the name of Jesus, that one that has been in prison, the physical prison, don't worry anymore. Your prayers have come up, saith the Lord, as a sweet smelling savor in his nostrils. For there is more time behind him in the system than there is time ahead of him. For surely this day your prayers have reached the throne room, and all the prayers that you have prayed about to be poured out on your loved one. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory and we give you the honor. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for this opportunity just to pray for your people. God, I pray. I say what Jesus said this morning. I pray for those that you have given unto me. That's what I do, Father. And Father, you said to pray for those that are in authority over us. That is our government. Father, we pray and lift up those that are making decisions for us. God, we pray that they will make the right decision. And Father, we, again, not ignorant to Satan's devices. Father, we shall see many things. We'll hear many things. Help us to commit not to be angry and sin not with our mouths, but just do what you said. Pray for those that are in authority, that we may lead peaceful lives, that peace that we've heard about this morning from the various ladies that have been on this line this morning. Help us to walk in that peace. And help us to know we are not dealing with failing love. Love is the motivation of every action today that we do. We submit that to you, Lord, knowing that we cannot do it within ourselves. But we can pray, Father. And it's in the matchless name of Jesus I ask. Amen. Sister G.
Amen. Thank you so much. What a word. Woo, my God. That's a lot. Hallelujah. But I thank God for every word that God spoke through you, woman of God. Oh, my God. She wanted to know. She said, who is our neighbor? So, you know, I thank God. She's from Jeremiah to Isaiah. So go back and read the scripture, Jeremiah 23:24, Isaiah 41:6. Isaiah 41:6 through 20, Isaiah 42:1 through 13. Go back and study the word and just let God minister. She ministered to us in such a deep, inspiring way. I tell you, I am encouraged. I am inspired by the word. She kept telling us, you know, don't fear. Be encouraged. Don't fear. Be encouraged. So I thank God for the mighty word that God brought through you, woman of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your servant. And that Daniel, fill her back up, oh God. Everything she poured out to us, oh God, fill her back up again. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are holding her up with your high right hand, your righteous holy arm, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, bless her and her family. In the name of Jesus, give her blessing after blessing after blessing. And I just thank you, Lord God, that she's keeping her eyes fixed on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well,
it says
I wanted to
someone,
tell you about salvation. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I wanted to say, I don't know if anyone is on your line that would like for me to come in agreement with them with prayer. I'd be happy to do it if that's permissible with you. Sister Jean.
All righty.
I don't know how you are directing the program. I don't know your time. If we are
okay.
out of time, I don't know. But whatever
no.
you.
We got just a few minutes. Give me just a few minutes and we'll go right there. So salvation is a free gift from God. Is anyone on the line who's not saved today? We have ministers on that will walk you through the plan of salvation. I'm going to put everybody off of mute onto open line so you can speak if you like. If you need salvation, go ahead and speak up. God wants everybody saved. He don't want us to backslide. Backsliding is a sin. So God wants us to come closer to him than ever before. He's waiting patiently for us. Come, 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 come. So we got to come to him. Anybody not saved? All right. Also, God is calling the backsliders back. If you slid back in the mud, you know, he's calling the prodigal sons and daughters to be restored to him. This is the time. You know, he said, there's a scripture in Psalm 40, verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto him. So any backsliders, we're going to pray for you to come closer to the Father. Come back to me. God loves you. He waits on you. He don't condemn us. He just says, okay, you were out there. Now come back in. Come home. It's safety here. I thank God for each of you. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. And I thank God for Minister Annette. She's the pastor of the word. And she's going to be praying for people today. So anyone would like for her to come in agreement with your prayers, it's time to state your prayer request. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins down. She requested prayer for the Milliken family, the Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church, where she is the pastor, her husband, her family. We thank God for her. Jackie Travis, also for her family, grandbaby Ava, also for she ministers to senior citizens on a daily basis. We thank God for her. Anyone else? All right. Any of you, Pastor Donnie, you have any more requests? Jackie, any more requests?
No, ma'am. Just pray for the world. Pray for the world.
All right.
Pray
all
for
right.
America.
Pray for me, please.
Miss Need, okay, we're going to be praying for all the senior citizens. Mother Fanny, Mother Ludell.
Sister G.
Who have children that are unsaved.
Okay, thank you, Mary, Sister Mary. Children that are unsaved, okay.
Sister G, pray for Sister Helen, one of my members from my church, Dr. Scott's sister-in-law died. They have in her funeral. Pray for her family and
okay.
for my nephew, Squeaky, having problems with hemorrhoids.
Okay.
My nephew and his wife and his daughter, they have the coronavirus, and my cousin in Lexington, they have it. Her and her son has it.
Okay.
Pray for them. They're healing.
All right.
And my senior citizens.
All righty. Anybody else? Well, I thank God for. Minister Collins to pray for pray this morning. Do you need me to repeat any of the prayer requests, Minister Annette?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Before we move on, anyone else need prayer? Okay. So I'll give them to you one at a time, or you want me to give you the whole thing, or you just want to do one at a time, Minister Annette?
Okay, just give it to me. I have the one for Mrs. Sneed for Mrs. Sneed.
Yeah, Mother Fanny.
Wait just a moment. Let me call that out to you.
Okay.
Pray for the, someone said pray for the world. Mrs. Sneed and family. And I'm going to do the virus, pray for the virus collectively. Okay.
Okay.
Is it anything I omitted, ma'am?
Yes. Pastor Donna, the Milliken family, you call the world. Jackie Travis asked that we pray for Sister Helen's family. Sister Helen passed away, and for family members, like you said, to be healed of the coronavirus. We got Mother Sneed, Mother Fanny, Mother Ludell, all the senior citizens, and Sister Mary requested pray for children, grown children, whatever age, that are unsaved.
Okay. All righty. Is that it, ma'am?
Anybody else? Prayer request? Anybody else? Right. I believe that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I praise the Lord, and I am very sensitive to the Spirit this morning, and I bind anything that will try to hinder the prayer. I bind any distraction. I command in Jesus' name that the peace of God and the joy of the Lord that we will feel and will rise again, rise in our hearts. And God, I thank you for it. And Father, we thank you and we covenant with you right now that whatever is done and whatever is said, it shall be for your glory. And I ask you to quieten our spirits this morning. Quieten our spirits. You know how to do it better than I know how to say it. And I thank you for it, Lord. God, I thank you for the ears to hear this morning. And Lord, we know that the world, you created the world. And you created everything that's in it, Father. So we thank you for the creation, Father. Even if Adam did fall, we thank you, Father, that you sent your son, Jesus, and you gave him for the world. And this morning we pray peace over every continent that there is. And not only do we pray this morning, I say again in Jesus' name, your commandment is that we would pray for those that are in authority, that they will make right decisions, that this would not be a political thing, but help us to see that this is a spiritual thing in the name of Jesus. God, you're calling for repentance all around the world. It's about getting ready for the soon coming King, Jesus Christ. So, God, I ask you to move the scales from our eyes, from your people's eyes, the body of Christ especially, and help us to do your commandment, and that is to pray. Father God, I pray for every mother, grandmother, that's on this line, Father. I thank and know that you are touched by the feelings of their infirmary this morning. I pray for those that are sick, God. I pray in the name of Jesus for those that have back pains, Father, this morning. That one that can hardly raise their arms, I ask that they begin to worship you, God. Oh, hallelujah. And as they worship you in the beauty of holiness, the pain shall leave the bodies in Jesus' name. We lift our hands unto you, the healed God. We lift our hands this morning. For God, diabetes is nothing for you to do. For we remember, hallelujah to the Lamb this morning. But we know this morning by your stripes, we are already the healed. And Lord, we struggle sometimes in these bodies that are made of clay. And it could be that we need to be back on the potter's wheel one more time, Father. Well, you can knock out everything that's not like us. But we wait and we listen for the sound of the trumpet. Lord, I ask that these mothers who have been very strong, Mother Sneed and all of them, I pray, God, in Jesus' name for them, for they've held and carried and still carry the banner of prayer, and you have a listening ear, your ears are tuned this morning. I pray for every bereavement family, those that names have been called this morning. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to comfort those that are left behind. Give them the strength for each new day. Let your mercy and your faithfulness be new every morning, as you have said. For God, the word teaches to be absent from this body is to be present with you. And we thank you for that promise this morning. That those that are going on, our prayer is that they are standing, and they are standing in your presence, having been redeemed in this life by the precious blood of Jesus. And that same blood is reaching and pouring and flowing for anybody that's under the sound of my voice. Just plead the blood and ask for forgiveness for sin. Oh, Father, we pray for Pastor Donna especially. Lord, I pray that the anointing oil will run all over her as she preached today and bring comfort to the people. And now, Lord, we bring everyone named that has been called. There was a wife and I believe a husband, and there were two or three family members at the same time. I have a confidence and assurance to know that you know each one by name that's listening in Jesus' name. And Lord, everything that is a name has to bow to the name of Jesus this morning. And this virus has a name. And God, we command it in Jesus' name to bow, bow, bow in Jesus' name. And Father, those that are suffering, and I'm certainly there must be much fear, because we've heard much stuff that would cause one heart to faint unless we really, really walk in your presence every day. But God, I hear the Spirit say, call for a blood transfusion, and I do, in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak to the lungs and the respiratory system of those names that have been called on this prayer line this morning. I speak it in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Be healed. Rise up. Those that are just in quarantine, Holy Ghost, we may not can go in the room. We may not can go to the hospital. But since Jesus died for that, we put it in his hands, and we ask the Holy Ghost to walk the halls, the emergency room, every home that's listening. Go in that house, God, and pour your blood out, and it will go. And it's in the precious name of Jesus that I thank you for the recreation and for the strengthening of the heart And again, I say that respiratory system. God help them. Oh, God, yes. And that one that's listening, that's having a terrible stomach pain there around your stomach, I pray and ask the Holy Spirit to anoint you with the oil of gladness. And that one that's sad this morning, lift up their spirit. And I encourage every one of you once again in the matchless name of Jesus. And I say unto you, go with God, and he will go with you. Have a wonderful week in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, mighty woman of God. We appreciate those prayers that you brought before the Father. We thank you for him. He's a mighty God, and he does hear and answer prayers. So we thank the Lord. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. Anyone have anything to say before we close out? We thank God for Mother Scruggs being on with us today as well. Thank God for each one of you all. I love you so much, but you know God loves you even more. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. God wants us to come closer to him in this hour. He wants us to hear his voice. Don't depend on other people. Depend on God. You can hear his voice. Many people won't be around you all the time, 24/7, but God will. And he hears even your inner call to him. He hears and he answers. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week. I thank God for Glory Dean Charlo being on with us. I'm going to ask her to play a song for us in just a few minutes, like a closing song. We thank God for each of you. We thank God for the love that he has for us, the love that he pours out into us. His love is eternal. His love is unfailing. You know, when you feel all alone and you feel like nobody cares, God cares for you. Don't listen to that other voice. Listen to the voice of God. So as we close out today, I just thank God for each of you. I bless each one of you. Have an awesome day, a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost your mind. Praise him continuously. Give him thanks. In Jesus' name, we thank him. All right. Love y'all.
God bless you.
God bless y'all, too. Thank you, Gigi.
God bless you.
Bless
God
you, too, Mike. Thank you, love
God bless
y'all.
You.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Glory Dean.
Thank you.
All right. We thank God for you all. Keep playing, Glory Dean. We can't hardly hear you. Amen, amen.
God bless you, Sister T.
Who's that?
Sister Vivian.
Huh?
Vivian.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
I love y'all. Thank you. Thank you for being on. Keep playing, Glory Dean. Keep playing, Glory Dean.